The Lord bless you, my dear family, as I share this message with you. Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you so much for the sweet, anointed time of worship. Wow, if we could do this every day. Jesus replied, "This is the kind of prayer and worship that will move mountains. Please foster this kind of atmosphere where I can really move." And we prayed in tongues for a very long time, and the fire of the Lord was so strong. Jesus continued, "Claire, my love, there is a shift in the air. Can you feel it?" "Yes, Jesus, I feel something moving. Yes, it is like a cloud of glory. Lord, I want to enable and foster that here in her time in the chapel." He continued, "And I want this kind of passion from my people, and it's hanging in the atmosphere, ready to land on open vessels. By the way, you are feeling the movement in some of their hearts." Those we are praying for, especially those who are given to witchcraft. "They are beginning to wonder why nothing bad is happening to you for all the effort they've put in. Satan compensates them well to keep them going. But there is doubt about their power beginning to creep in. This is the beginning of something in their souls they are unfamiliar with. And let me tell you, dear ones, we've got them coming here in 20-degree weather, coming at midnight or dusk or at 3 a.m. and spending hours here, presumably praying against us. I mean, what in the world is so important about us? It's beyond me, really. But they're here every single night." And the Lord said, "This is the beginning of something in their souls they are unfamiliar with. Claire, as your heart softens for them, power is released, and you grow in light and stature." And just then I really had a strong love and compassion for them as they are under the darkness and don't know how sweet the light is. "Lord, I want to stay little." "Oh, don't worry about that. You are little, very, very little. But I live and move within you, and that is formidable power. It cultivates respect from your opponents. There is nothing more powerful than love. As you embrace and love them, continents move inside of them. Continents they did not know even existed. Feelings they have never had before. My spirit is hovering over them with a presence they are not quite sure of, with a feeling of something they cannot identify. It's different, curious, not what they're used to feeling in their opponents. It is the subtle power of my spirit wooing them. This is me at work, and tonight was a special night for some of them as well." Yes, they were here. Usually come just before we have the prayer, our prayer meeting at night. "I'm feeling that this date today was some kind of anniversary, perhaps the death of a loved one who was a Christian." Jesus replied, "You needn't have all the details. Just know that a touch was received tonight." Lord, please protect the ones who are beginning to have those feelings. Jesus continued, "Moving on, beloved, this is the kind of prayer it takes to move those mountains. I am saying these things to encourage you that you are making a difference, and I do see the progress and headway you're making. Please continue to press in." And at that point, I said, thank you, St. Joseph and St. Benedict and precious Padre Pio and St. Francis, for holding me up and keeping me going. Jesus continued, keep your eyes on me in the midst of your struggles and conflicts, Claire. Don't invest too much attention into the problem. Invest it in gazing into my eyes and letting my love permeate you and leave you helplessly in love. He smiled, and that was the end of his message.